Well, good evening, Audio Boobies. The voting has finished and the first semi-final went without pretty much of a hitch. First comments. The German presenters are quite good, all three of them. Relatively funny, not too many awful jokes. The stage is absolutely amazing. Apparently big screen done by the same guy who did the X Factor stage. As for the BBC, well, I didn't realise that Scott Mills and Sarah Cox would be presenting instead of Paddy. And it's just awful. Scott Mills just shows how much of a thick idiot he is, saying, for example, San Marino, I didn't even know that was a country, considering it's the oldest republic and the smallest country in the world, you would think he'd have done a little bit of research. As for Sarah Cox, I don't know what she's there for. She's utterly pointless. And has just made the BBC look utterly ridiculous. Anyway, moving on to the songs, which is what this is all about. Anyway, went really well. Norway, unfortunately, as much as I love their song, it wasn't sung very well. It was quite a dull performance, and it was out of tune horrendously in some places. Have found out, and has been clarified, that it's sung in Swahili, the first time that language has been used in Eurovision. Albania, very well performed. The first one to actually sing properly live, was very surprised. Armenia, again, quite good. Serbia, very interesting look. Quite a good song. Better performed live than it was, than it sounds. Russia, it was just dire. I mean, absolutely awful. Channeling Sakis Ruvas, who was bloody out of sort of time and age when he did his a couple of years ago, and it was just worse than that. It was dreadful. Switzerland, dull as shit, but well sung, as I thought it would be. Georgia, dreadful, absolutely awful, terrible outfits, barely a cheer in the stadium, it really was terrible. Finland, as bad as I expected it to be, the guy just looked so bloody smug, but unfortunately it got a really big cheer in the stadium, so I wouldn't be surprised if it gets through. Malta, looked and sounded great by comparison to Finland, it was really good, though I was surprised there wasn't a bigger cheer in the auditorium for it. Croatia, couldn't have sung flatter if they were making pancakes, but the costume changes made up for it, so I think it would get through on the strength of that alone. Iceland, lovely, sung well, it's got a great backstory. Apparently it was written, the guy who wrote it passed away in January, and it's all his friends singing it to try and bring it to Eurovision and win, which would be great. Hungary, a drag queen channeling Nicole Kidman in Bewitched was described the look, but she actually sung it relatively well. It is very Sweden, you know, big sort of like belting diva-esque song, but it may get through. Portugal, very original, most original performance, and you certainly can't forget it. Lithuania, ugh, is all I can say. Azerbaijan, channeling Enya and Coldplay badly, ooh, and a wind machine. Whoopie-doo. Greece, I mean, it surely has to be the most terrible performance of the night. It was really, really poor. Anyway, they're about to announce who's going to get through. My predictions: Norway, Albania, Armenia, Serbia, probably Switzerland. Finland, I think, will unfortunately get through. Malta, Iceland, and potentially Azerbaijan. Anyway, let's wait and see. Speak to you all soon, and I'll Audio Boo, Eurovision Boo number 4 again on Thursday. See you soon. Bye.